Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Now, Indigenous Mayans from a community in Guatemala have said climate change has pushed them further into poverty and now they do not have enough to feed their children. Guatemala has one of the highest rates of malnutrition in the world. Longer dry seasons and more severe storms have resulted in crop failures in rural villages such as La Paz. An Irish charity that works alongside the local people there has said aid from countries such as Ireland is now more important than ever. The Trump administration has suspended most US foreign aid contracts. Campaigners say this will leave funding gaps that will devastate nations most vulnerable to climate change. Our reporter Una Kelly has been to La Paz in Guatemala and she joins us now. Una, can you tell us firstly why are so many people struggling in that country at the moment?
Yeah, so just to put into context for people, Guatemala sits just east of Mexico. It straddles a region known as the Central American Dry Corridor, and in the last few decades droughts have become longer there and more severe. There's extreme weather events like hurricanes causing widespread damage there. So crop failure is pervasive there now. And there's a high rate of subsistence farming as well. That would be the norm there for so many families. 40% of the population of Guatemala are indigenous and they tend to be among the poorest and the most marginalised. So that puts a lot of people there into vulnerable situations where they say they're now unable to feed their families. Malnutrition is rife there. Guatemala's rate of stunting is one of the highest in the world. In 2022, nearly half of all children in Guatemala fell outside the normal height for age range.
And now Guatemala is going to lose a lot of that foreign aid that has been supporting communities in crisis. What's the background to that?
Yes, so this is US aid. That's America's overseas development funding. And half of all aid in Guatemala had been coming from that source. But the vast majority of that is now being suspended by order of President Donald Trump. And as well as that, climate change had driven plenty of people from Guatemala to migrate towards the US. That's a huge part of the economy where migrants in the US would send money back home to relatives in Guatemala. More of them are now being deported. The president of Guatemala has agreed to increase by 40% the deportation flights from the US. But the issue of US aid is perhaps more pressing for vulnerable communities at the moment. A lot of people are very concerned about who's going to step up into that space to help those communities suffering the most from climate change. Now, Trocra, the Irish charity, works with local partner organisations there on the ground, and they say they now expect there will be more demand for their assistance because Trocra in Guatemala does not get any funding directly from USAID. And I travelled there last week with some of their team and other journalists. We were in communities who are trying to adapt to the climate crisis. The first one, as you were saying, is called La Paz, and we can hear that report now. If you cross this wooden footbridge over a blue-green river in this remote part of Guatemala and walk up a steep path, you'll come to a clearing in a forest where 24 families live. They are Mayan indigenous people. Their native language is called Quechi. This is a Mayan invocation ceremony, a mix of Mayan and Catholic belief. People walk around a circle of burning candles on the ground, praying for the safety and health of their community and of Mother Earth, because lately they've noticed something has gone badly wrong with Mother Earth.
We don't have any maize. We can harvest the maize anymore because of climate change. And I think maybe because the world is coming to an end and God is punishing us in a certain way.
65-year-old Dolores Caibom speaks through an interpreter. She says heavy rains push their maize crop underground where it rots and they do not have enough to feed their families. Dolores' husband was killed in the country's violent armed conflict 40 years ago. This community is called La Paz, meaning peace. It was supposed to be a place of refuge, but now they face a different kind of existential threat.
It really worries me that I won't have any of the what I've planted because of the climate change. And this is happening to all the people that live here in the community.
Julio holds his failed cardamom crop in his hands. He used to sell this to make money for his family. But now, if the more frequent storms and floods don't destroy crops, the longer dry season will. Julio has to travel to other regions of Guatemala to look for work, just to put food on the family table. Beside the family home, Julio's wife Ilma now keeps a couple of turkeys in an effort to boost the family's food supply. Traditionally, Ilma's community lives in tune with nature. They did little to contribute to the climate crisis, but they're suffering from its effects. When I ask Ilma if she feels a sense of injustice about this, her answer comes without hesitation.
I don't think it's fair to see at the same time, because it's a problem that is affecting the family, not just mine, but in the community as well. Not just because of the lack of food, but we have diseases, sickness, as diarrhea, fever, coughing, to the children. So it's a community level problem, I think.
Ilma's eldest daughter, Miriam, has started secondary school. The 13-year-old girl likes maths and wants to become a teacher or an engineer. But her parents worry they won't have enough money for Miriam to see out her education. They have to pay for her to take a bus to school. If the crops fail again, it will be a struggle to scrape this money together. Back down the hill from Ilma and Julio's home, you'll find the village school. It's a one-room wooden structure with an earth floor. When it rains heavily, the roof leaks and the floor becomes a mud bath. This is where the children of La Paz receive their primary education. But with climate change pushing their families further into poverty, their school days may end at age 12. Teacher Sara Lem Hernandez says La Paz receives little assistance from the Guatemalan government. She uses her own money to pay for many of the school resources and pays for her own transport to travel 2 hours each way to work here.
I'm trying to help, like, for example, have 6 children from La Libertad, this is another community, that they want to come to school, but they don't have the ways to come to school. They cannot pay a bus to come to school. So I'm trying to get some bicycles, so I tell people that have cars if they can give them a ride. So transportation, it's a problem for them. And me as a teacher, I try to look ways of how to get them to go to school.
Irish charity Trocra has a plan to help the community improve their school building. Trocra works with local partner organisations to deliver projects here. It supported building the footbridge into La Paz. Before that, the village was only accessible by boat. Other projects include an early warning system for floods and a gender equality programme that aims to empower women in decision-making in the community. And Trocra says its work with marginalised communities in Guatemala is more important than ever. Around 50% of aid in Guatemala was coming from the US, but President Donald Trump has made sweeping cuts to these development funds. Trocra in Guatemala does not receive any US aid. Country Director Martín Lara Cochea expects there will now be more pressure on the Irish charity to fill the gap.
Many communities and many other organizations like Trocra that work in Guatemala are facing today these cuts that have been enormous. Many organizations are laying off staff, just cutting their projects, their programs. In many cases, these programs were responding to basic needs like food security, medical care. So I think that there is already a big need. And with this situation, it's for sure Trocra will be getting more demand, you know, for support. It is very important to keep the support to these very vulnerable communities.
While life may have become harder in La Paz, ordinary things like music and dancing continue. The community's spiritual leader, Leonardo Caibom, says the people are resilient. They survived a brutal civil war and are thinking about how they can mitigate the effects of climate change, their new disaster.
During the conflict, humans suffer more because they were killed. Now, with climate change, it's for certain periods of time, but still, they can protect themselves.
As the Mayan farewell invocation begins, Leonardo warns the climate crisis effects will be felt in countries beyond Guatemala in the years to come.
I think 2028, the global warming will increase a lot more than it is right now. And in 2045, it will be a lot of suffering and will cause a lot of damage globally.
That's why the people of La Paz keep praying for Mother Earth.
And that is Una Kelly reporting from La Paz in Guatemala. And tomorrow Una will have a report about indigenous communities there fighting for ancestral land rights as multinational companies want to take up more of the country's land and resources.